asked Robert to let me go ahead and preach tonight. He, you know, I was sitting over here this morning. I'd been business, wasn't bothering anybody, and all of a sudden out of the blue sky, he said, Richard's going to be preaching tonight if I don't get back. So I got in, he was here, and I said, well, look, Robert, I got to go ahead and preach since I already studied this. And I already tried it out one time this afternoon on the Sunday afternoon church service at Summer Manor. And I don't know what the lady meant when she left. She said, you got me to thinking a little about some things here, so just go ahead and preach that to Tanner tonight. So I'm going to do it tonight. You know, normally when we think and we talk about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, we always do it in a future tense. We never look at it any other way except we know that Jesus is coming again. Future tense. You know, when we study the Bible up to Acts chapter 2, when the Bible makes reference to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's always in the future tense. But after Acts chapter 2, it's always in the present tense. But I want to do something a little bit different tonight. I want to approach this subject and this concept of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the past tense. I would like for you to answer a few questions as I present this to you. What if Jesus Christ had come yesterday? Where would you be today? We know that Jesus Christ is coming again. He said in John chapter 14 that he's going to come and receive his disciples to himself. God cannot lie, neither can his son lie. And God has said, I am sending my son back. Danny and the boys sang a song that I dearly loved, where the father says to the son, Son, go bring my children home. I know that he's going to do it. As we sit here today and stand here today, we know it's in the future tense. But what if he had come yesterday? What would be the situation you'd find yourself in? Think about it. If I can get you to dwell on that aspect of your life this day, then I'll be successful in this lesson that I want to present to you. If Jesus Christ had come yesterday, it would have silenced numerous things that are common to all of us. There are wars and there are rumors of wars. There'd be no more. There is indeed the loss of loved ones. There would be no more. We know that there's a loss of land and loss of homes, loss of jobs. These things that plague humankind would be no more. If Jesus had come yesterday, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes would be no more. If Jesus had come yesterday, the temptation that plague us all the days of our life would be no more. If Jesus had come yesterday, criticism and murmuring that we have in our lives from day to day would be no more. Criticizing of the elders and the deacons and the members and the preachers would be no more. If Jesus had come yesterday, crime would be no more. We have a new tenant in our building. He's from Jamaica. He said he moved to New York and there was crime on every hand. He said, I moved to Decatur to get out of the crime area. And yet in our city, just about every week, there is a murder. There's a rape. But if Jesus had come yesterday, there'd be no more crime. If Jesus had come yesterday, there'd be no more hunger. Cries from young babies children are suffering because of malnutrition and not enough to eat. There will be no homeless who are seeking just enough food to sustain life if Jesus had to come yesterday. If Jesus had come yesterday, it would simply mean that each and one of us would be in eternity. We do know that each one of us is an eternal being. Whether that eternity starts at conception, as many people think, and I do too, whenever it starts, we know that there will be no end to the spirit of mankind. You who are sitting in this pews tonight, your spirit will live eternally for eternity. And if Jesus had to come yesterday, you would be in eternity today. You know, God has chosen us to be his people here. But one of the main things, as he's always said through his prophets and through his son, is watch what you do not know. I'd like to call your attention to Mark chapter 13, I believe it is, and about verse 32. Mark chapter 13 and verse 32. The Lord Jesus Christ upon this occasion was teaching his disciples. And the lesson that he was trying to get across to those people is the lessons that we need so very desperately today. In verse 32, he said, "But of that day and hour, no man knows. Not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Take heed, watch, and pray, for you do not know when the time is. It is like a man going to a far country who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to each his work, and commanded the doorkeeper to keep watch. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, at midnight, or in the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning, lest suddenly he finds you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch, watch." That's one of the most important words that you'll find on the pages of the New Testament, where disciples of Jesus Christ are commanded, are told over and over and over to watch. I remember as a young boy, when me and my little brother were getting into some trouble, and we know we'd be in trouble with our parents if they caught us doing that, and we'd take time about, like, to watch for them. And that's what Jesus wants me to do. He wants me to watch, because he doesn't know when he's coming back. Only the Father, as the scriptures here tells us. We're eternal, and we'll always be eternal. We'll live somewhere. In John chapter 5, in verse 28 and 29, Jesus says, "Marvel not at this, that the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave will hear his voice. Those that have done good to life, and those who have evil to condemnation." He's saying here, you don't marvel at that. I have told you over and over and over, I'm coming back. And when I come back, the dead will be raised, both the good and the bad. And each one will have to face the consequences of his life. What if Jesus had to come yesterday? What would be your lot in eternity? Think, my friends. As I studied this last night and get ready for today's lesson at 2 o'clock at Summer Manor, I couldn't help but think, where do I stand? Where do I stand? I'd like to have the attitude in my life that the Apostle Paul admonished those at the Church of Christ in Thessalonica: pray without ceasing. Always have that attitude that if Christ does come, he'll find me watching. But if he came yesterday, where would I be in eternity today? You know, the question is not, will we be in eternity? The question is, where will we be in eternity? There's only two destinations in eternity. And the Bible teaches us in Matthew 25 that there's heaven. He tells us there that those who are right, who've done his will, will be blessed to be inherit the kingdom that God has prepared for them. But he also tells those who are not right with him that they go to the left into everlasting punishment, Matthew 25 and in verse 46. Paul, in writing to that same congregation in Thessalonica, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7, 8, and 9, he says that there is something terrible waiting for those who obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. He says you're going to be punished with everlasting destruction. And if Christ had come yesterday, would you be in that number who have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ? If Jesus had come yesterday. If Jesus had come yesterday, where would I be right now? If Jesus had come yesterday, where would my life mate, my wife, where would she be now? If Jesus had come yesterday, how about my children, my great-grandchildren? What about my friends and my neighbors? Where would they be if Christ had come yesterday? Supposing that Jesus had come yesterday, let's think about your life as it was yesterday. You remember in the life of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, the trip that they made to Jerusalem, and they left, and they were about a day's journey away from Jerusalem, and they couldn't find Jesus. They looked everywhere, and evidently he was back in town, so they made the trip back. Son, what are you doing? And he said, know you not that I must be about my Father's business? If Jesus had come yesterday, would you have been found doing the Father's business? Going to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We couldn't do that if Jesus came yesterday. He says we're to live right before our fellow man. We couldn't do that if Jesus had come yesterday. Where would he have found you if he had come yesterday? Supposing that Jesus had come yesterday, where would you be today? Were you expecting the Lord? You remember the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, talked about his leaving this earth and going into the heavenly home. You know, he said, I'm ready to go. I have fought the good fight. I've got that crown that's reserved for me. Will that crown be reserved for you and for me if Jesus had come yesterday? Hey, only you can answer that question. Now, only you know where you stood yesterday when the Lord came. If Jesus had come yesterday, as a Christian, what was your attitude yesterday? What was your attitude toward the church? Were you indifferent toward the church? Were you like some of those Christians at Laodicea who were lukewarm? You know, Jesus said that I would like for you to be hot or cold, but since you're neither one, I'm going to spew thee out of my mouth. Comes from the word that's translated there simply means I'm going to vomit you up. You make me sick. Someone today said, well, as Richard, well, lukewarm, why would the Lord not want me lukewarm rather than cold? And I said, you'd do a whole lot more damage to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ being lukewarm than being cold. We have people who talk about, I'm not going to church up there because so-and-so is sitting in the pew up there and he is no good. And I'm just not going up there. Yet out there and out in the world somewhere, there's one scoundrel who is guilty about everything under the book, but they want to pick out a lukewarm Christian in the church to say, I'm not going to do that. Who is influencing that person more, the lukewarm person or that cold person out there? I think you know the answer. And I like to refer to those people as, who use that kind of excuse as, if you ever use this, I apologize to you. Use that excuse. I like to refer to them as buzzards. You know why? Well, you don't want to know a buzzard to do. He'll fly over a whole pasture full of white-faced cattle. He'll just fly over me, look down, and over there on the bank of the river lies an old rotten carcass of a cow. And what's he do? He lights on that. He lights on that. That's the way people do sometimes. We know brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so is a little weak, but they're doing the best they can. Why are you judging in the first place? You're far more guilty in the sight of God than they are. At least they're putting forth an effort. What kind of attitude do you have toward the church if Christ had come yesterday? Do you have a coldness toward a brother or sister? I like to, and I read just a few minutes ago, and I owe Robert Hall a great debt of gratitude. I don't think I've ever told him. Do y'all remember, was it a couple of years ago, he passed out a little thing, said, I challenge you to read the Bible over in a month, or the New Testament in a month. You remember that, about 11 chapters. And as I started that, and Robert hadn't stopped. And I just read just a few days ago this particular thing. And chill books come up down my back. It said, a new commandment I give you. What was it, Robert? Love your brethren. Love. And sometimes that just don't happen in my life. Sometimes I find people so hard to love. I find some people so hard to just get along with. And I find people sometimes just cause me. That's an excuse. Just to be like I don't want to be. But Jesus says, you love one another. That's a new commandment. And if Jesus had come yesterday, would he have found me practicing that commandment that he gave me? That's a question that only I can answer, or you can answer. If Jesus had come yesterday, would he have found me owing an apology to a brother or sister? The Bible says that if you have aught with a brother, you're going to make it right with that brother. The Bible talks about laying your gift down and going and making things right before you come and offer your gift. That means clearing the air between your brothers and sisters in Christ. It means having a heart that is forgiving in nature. A soul that loves as it should love. Love to the extent that Jesus set the perfect example in love, that we should be willing to give ourselves for our brothers and sisters. Would the God of heaven if he had come yesterday? What was your relationship to Christ yesterday? As you stood before God on judgment, would he have claimed you as his own? Or would those scriptures come bringing down through the centuries, you confess me before me and I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven? As I would stand before God on judgment, would Jesus lay his hands across my shoulder and say, Father, I know him. I confess him. He's one of mine. He's lived for me. And what did he say? Depart. I never knew you. What would he have said to me if he had come yesterday? Yes, if the Lord had come yesterday, there would be so many things that wouldn't get done. It will be too late to learn of the Lord. See, the Bible, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, if the Lord would have come yesterday, we would have been too late to be faithful in our attendance. He has taught us, Hebrews 10 and verse 25. It would be too late to preach the gospel. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That you do that. But it would be too late if Jesus had to come yesterday. It would be too late to give as he's prospered me with a heart cheerful. It would be too late to think about a prayer. As Paul instructs us, pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And my friends, it would be too late to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. But you know what the good news is? If you're not right with God, that he did not come yesterday. He has given you another opportunity. Given you the opportunity to make it right. Because he could come back today. He could come back tomorrow. I'm speaking in the future tense. But the lesson has been about the past tense. So Jesus has extended the invitation. He said, come unto me and learn of me. Revelation 3 and verse 20 said, behold, I stand at the door. And knock. If you open the door, I'll come in. And I'll sup with you. I'll be your friend. I'll be your Savior. And you'll have a home with me through eternity. Think about the situation of your soul as we sing this song. Where would you be today if Christ had come yesterday? Let's stand and sing.